Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So exhausted, I couldn't even get off the couch last night, and we didn't even really do all that much. I mean, not physical stuff anyway. We had our Burt's Big Adventure staff conference over the weekend, so we have all been hanging out with each other for the last 48 hours also. And just getting to know the families a little bit better. They weren't there, but we go over their applications. The doctors and the nurses tell us exactly what to be on the lookout for and just prepare for Burt's Big Adventure, which is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses, and just be prepared. So this was the weekend that we all sit down, look at the applications, hang out with each other. And I was exhausted last night. Well, you were exhausted last night. We didn't do anything.
Oh, so wiped. And it's such an emotionally charged weekend. I think that's why, because we really dive into the stories of these kids and the things that they have been through as a family. So I just got home and I just sat there like my eyes wouldn't stop tearing up. And I just ate pizza and stared at a screen and snuggled with my kids. I was useless.
It was Cassie that really brought up the point that I didn't even realize with the staff all these years. And something that I'm really proud of that I want to share with you guys that, man, these kids are and family are really in good hands with this staff. I mean, super good. I mean, I've already known that, but as we were talking about it, and Cassie mentioned it in one of our meetings, this that she feels a certain amount of pressure to make sure that these 4 or 5 days, which have been building now with our staff 24/7 for an entire year, there's a lot of pressure on the staff just make sure everything goes right for these families. So I think I really got very in touch with that. It's a really fun trip. We got a staff that really takes it very, very seriously. And if you are giving to Burt's Big Adventure, I'm proud of that.
We all know it's a privilege. Sorry, being part of this team and getting to go on this trip is a privilege. And we just want to make it the best for this once-in-a-lifetime thing for the kids.
And we want to make sure that these families, everything the Burt's Big Adventure Corps staff has worked hard on for the past 365 days. I kid you not, on our family day on Sunday, our Burt's Big Adventure staff is booking the hotels for the next year. So we want to make sure that we do right by them and make sure it's a successful trip. And then also for the families, like we had Atlanta Wellness there to help us find mindfulness as we go into this trip. And we just realized, like, we all just care a lot. Yeah. And we just want to make this the best trip ever for these families. Because for a lot of families, this is their first family vacation ever.
Might be the last one for a while.
Exactly. You know? So you don't take that lightly. Mm-mm. I mean, granted, it's Disney and it's fun.
Yeah.
but we don't take fun lightly here.
Yeah, and you got to remember also that a lot of these families have never been on a plane before. I mean, one of the requirements is this is a trip they wouldn't be able to take themselves. And that probably, that constitutes 90% of America with the prices of Disney World now. And they've never been to Disney, never been on a plane. So while it's really fun to go around, it's intimidating. It's really intimidating, especially when you have a special needs kid. So it's stressful for them.
It was nice when we were all sitting around for the Atlanta Wellness Mindful activity, and the word pressure just kept coming up over and over. Because when I wrote it down, I thought that was a me thing. I didn't realize that everybody had that same pressure on themselves and just on just wanting wanting to do right and make everything be perfect. So that tells you how much everybody cares, and I think that's where a lot of that emotional drain comes from.
You too, Abby?
Yeah, and I definitely feel some pressure since it's my first one because
I'm a newbie because I
kind of know what I'm getting into, but at the same time, everything is new territory except for Disney because I'm a Floridian and I've been 1,000 times, but it is going to be a new dynamic. I was talking about this on the trip when we were doing the mindfulness activity and we were meditating and we were picturing ourselves walking into Magic Kingdom and seeing the castle and what it all was going to be like. And for me, at first, I felt pressure because I'm like, I want everyone to have a good time and I want to make sure that, you know, the family is having the vacation they dreamed of. But at the same time, I was kind of like, it's a little bit of a relief that all the hard work has been done. We just have to press play and be there for the families. And our job literally is just to have fun. So that for me is what's taking the pressure off.
And here's the thing about Disney World also, and this is going to be, I'd say overall with Burt's Big Adventure, I've probably been to Disney World now 26 times, 27 times. What I was going to say is I still learn things about Disney every single time you're there. I mean, I just found out about the Ratatouille ride like last year. I'm like, how is it possible? I've been going every year and I never knew about this ride.
Well, that one's new.
Is it new?
Yeah.
It's brand new?
It was like maybe a year old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that explains it.
That would definitely make some sense. One of the side things that I'm going to be looking at is watching Abby interact with kids because she's just not... And when I was your age, I was the exact same way around little kids. I just didn't really know what to say or act, and I think Abby's going into this first big adventure the same way.
A little. There's an SNL sketch that Kristen Stewart did a while back where it was like Duolingo, but for how to talk to kids, and I was watching it the other day, and I was like, oh, yes, conversation starters for four-year-olds. I should write these down before the trip.
Will be great.
Yeah.
Your kids and your families, and thank you very much for donating to Burt's Big Adventure. I just want to let you know that this is a staff that takes it very, very seriously, and we are not wasting your money, not one penny. I promise you that.
The Burt Show.